U.S. July auto sale numbers reported today that the big three, Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors, had the best July since the recession. But if you're in your car right now, take a look at the other cars around you. A new survey says from the research organization IHS says the average car on the road is more than a decade old. Here to take a closer look at why this is Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com, an online automotive publication. Paul, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
And I don't get it, I'll be honest. So on the one hand, you have really strong new car sales out today, and yet we're also hearing about people holding on to their older cars for longer and longer. So what's going on?
It's really not a contradiction, though it might seem like that. There are 260 million cars on the road, and so the size of the used car market is huge. And the reality is, with the average vehicle, the cost of that hitting record numbers this month. Most people have been priced out of the market.
Mm.
Only a very small percentage of Americans are buying new vehicles, as large as the numbers sound, 17 million or so on an annual basis. Most people, when they buy, they're buying previously owned. But the fact is, cars are staying on the road longer. And here's the good thing. One of the reasons they can stay on the road longer is because they're much higher quality than we've ever seen before, something that's come out in a couple of recent surveys.
Well, I was just going to say that. My car is going on 16 years old. It's totally reliable, knock on wood. I don't want a car payment. So I think you're saying right now that this is what's going on in the country. Cars are expensive and they're lasting much longer.
Yeah, if you look today at numbers, well, for example, the J.D. Power Initial Quality Study, which came out about a month or so ago, you'll find that the worst brand on that study had the sort of quality that the best vehicle brand had only about 10, 15 years ago.
Hmm.
The number of defects are so small. You know, when I was first driving, you might have expected four or five things you'd have to go back to the dealer to have fixed. Today, half the cars that come out of the factory have no, quote-unquote, problems. And by the way, problems don't necessarily mean a mirror falling off or a balky transmission. Those almost never happen. It may be something like just you don't like the new navigation system, which you find hard to operate.
Mm. How long do car makers actually want their cars to last? Does that matter to them?
Well, sure, it does. And they're in the sort of twixt and tween situation. In one way, planned obsolescence in the decades past was what helped get a lot of people back into the showrooms every 2 or 3 years. But they also want to have a reputation for building quality, reliable vehicles. And that's caused the industry to shift. You'll hear Mark Fields, who's the CEO of Ford Motor Company, talk about it as a mobility company rather than as a car company. These manufacturers are trying to find alternate ways to make money. And one of the things that they've found is they can create a secondary market for what are called certified pre-owned or CPO vehicles. They'll take something that, say, came off of a 2-year lease. They'll have it inspected and, if necessary, repaired. They'll have like-new warranties. They'll cost more than the typical comparable used vehicle, but they'll make a little bit of extra money on that. They'll be reselling it almost like it's new.
It sounds like a win-win for the car manufacturers because they're doing very well with new cars. And if, as you say, they have this secondary market, also probably good for mechanics who have these cars out there lasting longer. But Paul, I want to ask you as well about safety. If I have an aging fleet of cars out there on the road, while they may be more reliable, I still might wonder at what point should I start worrying about how safe my car is?
Well, that's an interesting question because obviously with these vehicles being more reliable than ever, that should mean that they're safer. But there are some growing concerns about what happens as vehicles get very old. We just did a story on the DetroitBureau.com about the question of airbags. As you know, there's been a company called Takata that's been responsible for, 50 million vehicles being recalled worldwide, about 35 million of them here in the U.S. And now there's a second company that is having airbag issues. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is wondering, will airbags in general start to cause problems as they get to 15, 18, 25 years old?
Mm.
Will their seals fail? Will the inflators, these explosive squibs inside them that cause the bags to inflate, might those break down over time? Now, there's another issue that comes up here. Today's cars rolling out of the factories are higher quality, more fuel efficient, and safer than ever with all sorts of new breakthrough technologies like forward collision mitigation. You can get economy cars now that have the technology that allows them to brake automatically if the driver misses something, you know. And because cars are lasting longer, it may mean it's going to be longer before this technology becomes the norm on everything out there on the highway.
I feel like I have to ask you with this conversation, how old is your car?
Let's see. We have a convertible that's about 5 years old.
So you're beating the trend.
Yeah. Our plan is to keep that car to at least 10 years. So we're actually pretty much in the norm.
Paul Eisenstein, a publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. That's an automotive online publication. Paul, thanks very much.
My pleasure to be with you.